gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike, and he will put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by... Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with the special treats. And Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that will drive your cats insane. In a good way. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, you can find it at Walmart.com, and you can also find it in pet stores. Don't forget Good Pets Foods. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com, and those are treat supplements for your dogs. So check that out. And also join me in tropical Costa Rica October 6th through the 14th. You can call Colette Tours to join us at 800-581-8942. The reference number is 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets.
Mama, thank you for who I am. Thank you for all the things I'm not. Forgive me for the words unsaid and for the times I forgot.
Mama, remember all my life. You showed me love, you sacrificed. Think of those young and early days. How I've changed along the way, along the way.
And I know you believe, and I know you had dreams. And I'm sorry it took all this time to see, but I am.
Mama, forgive the times you cry.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call. We are live, and we're open to your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets. And by the way, happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. We hope you have a great holiday with your moms. And if you don't have kids, but you have dogs and cats, those are your kids. So, enjoy them as well. So, and Lord knows I've got enough of them around here. And you actually, Jilly, you have Xerxes, your dog.
Michael,
you don't have pets right now.
I don't have pets, but I do have three moms that I have to send mother's cards to this year. So,
well, be happy that you can.
It's a blessing. I love it. So, yeah. I love each one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I lost my mom. And Jilly, I know you lost your mom as well, yeah. But they're always still with us.
Always.
So I have a story for you. What happened this week? As I've talked about on the show, there's a stray cat. There's a stray cat that had kittens, out in my front yard. And so there were four of them, and they were about 7-8 weeks right now. And basically, they were playing in the yard, and I guess my neighbor went to go to work or whatever and did not, he checked, but somehow the real, real dark-skinned, or dark-furred one, really adorable, really cute, went underneath the car, and he ran it over.
I'm sorry.
And he came banging on my door, actually, for help, and I grabbed one of the crates that I have here, and he ended up taking it to the emergency clinic to be looked after. But when I picked up the kitten, she didn't have like any use of her back end, so I'm sure her legs were probably broken. He might have drove over her back end. So, you know, thankfully the doctors on this show gave me some advice, and they said that, you know, cats' bones, they're young and resilient, so there's always that possibility that they will basically mend. Mm-hmm. But the thing that you have to be worried about with them is their liver, their bladder, everything of that sort. So that's where it could be hard. But you know, the place we took her to, and I believe these places are all over the country, it's called Blue Pearl. And I was a little taken back by them. You know, my neighbor took the kitten in. He had to sign a waiver that he had no rights to the kitten, and nobody owned the kitten. You know, nobody adopted the kitten or anything of that sort. But I had called after that, and I said, can I possibly have some kind of information on how this kitten is doing? You know, whether the kitten had to be euthanized or whether they're actually going to help the kitten. And they have a policy which they will not give me any information about the kitten whatsoever. And I was a little taken back. I wanted to know. But, you know, it basically, in a long story short, it came down to the fact that it ended up being a money thing. And if they weren't going to, you know, make the money, they weren't going to give out any information. And I know everybody has policies, and that's their policy, but I still have to admit, I don't exactly agree with that. I mean, if it wasn't a lot of damage, maybe I could have came up with something, you know, to cover it for the kitten. But the thing is if it was a lot of money, you know, I work in radio, and, you know, well, long story short, I just don't have the money. But my heart was all in it. And then so I put a plea out on Facebook that if anybody, you know, has those funds, that they can help this kitten. I put it out there, you know, just so if somebody could. And I'm going to put it out on radio as well, because the girl was very nice to me when I talked to her at Blue Pearl. But again, I didn't agree on the policy because it came down to money. That's all it came down to, not the well-being. But I guess they will help the kitten if it's helpable. But if it's not, they're going to euthanize the kitten. But if anybody wants to find out about it, or, you know, you're rich or whatever and you want to contribute, this is a cute little kitten that was just starting a life. And I know there's many other ones across the world that go through things like this, but their number at Blue Pearl is 813-933-8944. And you can just ask them about the kitten that was run over by a car this week, and say, you know, if you wanted to take responsibility for it, you know, it's much appreciated. If you can't, I totally understand, because the economy that we live in and everything right now is not good for anybody. But
can they see that information on the Facebook page?
It is.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, that's on there too. So so check it out. But, you know, we are open to your calls and questions, training questions, behavior questions. The number is 818-818-6401. And it still causes me to, of course, get upset. It's been about 2 days now since the kitten's been gone, and just the mystery of not knowing what happened to it is killing me. But hopefully hopefully it's alive and doing well, and they can help the kitten, and then they can adopt it out. Because that is one opportunity that they can do. So, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. 818-818-6401.
818-818-6401. That's the number to call. It is kitten season, so there's going to be kittens out everywhere. And got a little bit of advice for you on that. But we are open to your calls and questions. 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Michael Hambrick.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Banana phone. Ping pong, ping pong, ping pong, ping. Banana phone. It's no baloney. It ain't a phony.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
In a landmark victory for wildlife advocates and lovers of the American West, the first ever Congressional Wild Horse Caucus has officially launched, offering renewed hope for the protection and future of our nation's iconic wild horses and burros. Spearheaded by U.S. representatives on both sides, the bipartisan effort marks a historic turning point in the way America safeguards its federally protected wild herds. The newly formed caucus is dedicated to promoting humane, science-based strategies for managing wild horses and burros in their natural habitats across the United States. According to its mission, the caucus will focus on advancing practical, compassionate alternatives to the controversial and costly helicopter roundups that have become the federal government's default approach. Nevada is home to more than 30,000 wild horses and burros. That is more than half of the wild horses and burros in the entire United States. These icons of the American West deserve to be treated humanely, and the Bipartisan Wild Horse Caucus can lay the groundwork for better management of these herds by the Bureau of Land Management. For decades, wild horses and burros have been subject to mass removals, with more than 65,000 currently confined in government-holding facilities. These roundups cost the taxpayers over $109 million just last year, sparking public outcry and promoting urgent calls for reform. This is an important step toward reforming a broken system. For too long, federal wild horse policies has relied on costly and inhumane roundups that remove animals from the range, only to warehouse them in holding facilities. We recommend the leaders of the Wild Horse Caucus for commending that there is a better way to manage our wild horse herds that are rooted in humane treatment, science, and fiscal responsibility. Their efforts ensure that wild horses and burros remain where they belong, wild and free on the open range. It is, at its heart, a promise to future generations that America's wild legacy is to be preserved. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. So, Jilly?
Yes?
Did you feel any emotion in where you're at?
I did not. Both my sisters called me, too, wanting to know if I was okay, and I go, what are you talking about? I just got back from a hike. Didn't feel it. Nothing.
Tennessee just had a 4.1 earthquake.
I know. Yeah, but, you know, it was really south of me, like down by Knoxville. And when I used to live in Los Angeles, I've been through some big earthquakes, and they are not fun. But when I moved, when I lived in the valley, you would feel everything. But when I moved up into the hills, the Hollywood Hills, I barely ever felt anything. There's something about how the waves come through the ground, the shock waves, that when they hit the mountains, they kind of either go up or disperse. So that's probably what happened to me, because I'm really far up. I'm like up on a mountain.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so weird what's going on in the world with Mother Nature. I mean, in places where you would never expect to, you know, have an earthquake. And then now outside of on the coast of Oregon, and we have several stations there that carry us in Oregon, they have an underwater volcano that they're saying is going to erupt. So they're saying that it's too deep to actually cause anything, but always makes me wonder something like that, you know, tsunami, you know, you still got to be careful about what's out there. So the world is changing in many ways. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do this.
Let the games begin!
So that is that animal sound time. So we're going to put an animal sound out there for you. And if you can name what animal this is, we're going to send out a prize. So you can go with a dog book, a cat book. We have the treats from Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks. We have Good Pets foods, treats, supplements for your dogs. We have a collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. Michael, you got a couple of things over there too, don't you?
Yeah, we have some pet socks. We have a pet harness. A cute little bracelet, and then another collapsible bowl.
So those are your choices that you can pick from if you can identify what creature makes this sound. Think another country. Where all creatures are out to kill you. I'm sure you've heard that before about, actually, Australia. They have a lot of weird creatures out there, and this is one of them. Mm. So name that creature. If you know what makes that sound, we're going to set you up with a prize. And we do have also a keychain from Kayla's Creations, and they're really cool for women. They're more on the women's side than the men's. Would you say so, Michael?
I think anybody could wear it if they're stylish enough, I guess.
Yeah, but we have one. It's kind of like a leopard. It's a leopard print, and it's beaded and all. You can put your keys on it, of course. That's why it's called a keychain. So you can go with that. And if you want to see what they look like, you can go to our website, talkinpets.com, and on the homepage, you can see what they actually look like. So pretty cool. You got some choices if you can name what creature made that sound. 818-818-6401 is the number. 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone and give us a call. Take a guess on it. You'll speak with Michael, and Michael will put you on the air with us. But, you know, speaking of Australia, did you see where Robert is going to be on Dancing with the Stars? He's one of the, he's Bindi's brother.
Oh, no, I did not see that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he's been doing a lot of underwear commercials. And so apparently he's become so popular in social media that apparently Dancing with the Stars was like, hey, you got to come dance with us. So,
well, his sister was on before.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
yep.
You know, little boys do grow up into handsome men, so that's probably why he's going to be on the show.
Yeah, bringing a younger crowd.
He's grown up quite a bit. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of him in the People magazine. So, but there's a couple quotes that he says and a couple things that I wanted to talk about you with. And we'll come back with that. But we are open to your calls and questions at 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available.
A Florida man was injured after he was gored by a bison in Yellowstone National Park. The 47-year-old visitor from Cape Coral reportedly got too close to the large wild animal, prompting the bison to charge, according to the National Park Service. The man sustained minor injuries and received immediate medical treatment from the emergency personnel at the scene. This marks the first reported bison-related injury in Yellowstone for 2025. Bison will defend their space when threatened and have injured more people in Yellowstone than any other animal. They are unpredictable and can run three times faster than humans. Officials at Yellowstone home is between 3,500 to 6,000 bison urge visitors to keep a safe distance of at least 25 yards from the powerful animals, which can run up to 35 miles per hour and weigh up to 2,000 pounds. Similar encounters were reported twice in 2024 and 2023, highlighting the ongoing need for visitors to know and follow the rules before exploring what the park has to offer. Last June, an 83-year-old woman from Greenville, South Carolina, suffered serious injuries after being gored by a bison who was defending its space near the Storm Point Trail. Park officials said the animal reportedly threw the woman about a foot in the air with its horns. She was airlifted to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center for initial treatment by park responders. The second bison attack in 2024 occurred in April when Clarence Yoder, 40, of Idaho, allegedly kicked a bison and was attacked in response. Yoder was charged with being under the influence of alcohol, disorderly conduct, and disturbing the wildlife. In 2023, a 47-year-old woman sustained severe chest and abdominal injuries from the bison attack in Yellowstone. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Muscle and bone, heart and soul. Your lifeline runs to the days of old. Spirit of the land, spirit of the west, you are the native sun. Bison, 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 you are the native sun.
Niceville, a Florida man was arrested by the Niceville Police Department after he left two dogs to die in a parked car. According to a release from the police department, Samson Matthew Graham was arrested after two dogs were found in distress in a locked car parked at Northwest Florida State College on the afternoon of April 28th. According to the police, a Good Samaritan reported the incident to the police. In a release, the authorities recounted the details, such as officers were dispatched to the Northwest Florida State College around 1:20 p.m. after receiving a report from a concerned citizen about animals in distress inside a parked car. Upon arrival, officers located the vehicle and observed one deceased dog and another receiving CPR from other first responders. Despite the life-saving measures, both animals were declared deceased at the scene. An investigation revealed the dogs had been locked in the parked car with no windows open for ventilation for an extended period of time. When the outside temperature was 85 degrees, the interior of the car had climbed to approximately 130 degrees. Graham was placed under arrest for two counts of aggravated animal cruelty, a third-degree felony. Graham was transported to the Okaloosa County Jail, where he is being held without bond on unrelated charges. For this and other stories and animal petitions, visit animalvictory.org. Also visit TalkinPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Stupid people everywhere, stupid people got stupid hair, stupid people that don't care, cause they're stupid, 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 stupid people like stupid things, stupid people wear stupid rings, stupid people don't know anything, cause they're stupid, 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 stupid people, whoa, stupid people, whoa. Talk stupidly. Stupid people got stupid fleas. Stupid people, I like a disease. Cause they're stupid, 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 stupid. Stupid people.
If you're gonna take your dogs or your children and leave them, or your cats or whatever animal you have, even if you have a hamster or a goldfish, and leave it in your car when the temperatures are so warm. I mean, that was a perfect example where it said it was 85 degrees outside, mm-hmm. and when they checked the temperature of the car inside, it was 130 degrees.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you know what? I don't know why we're wasting the taxpayers' money by putting him in jail. He should just be locked in a hot car.
Yeah, really.
Well, yeah. I mean, seriously.
With no ventilation or anything.
Because he is on the top of that list of stupid people. I mean, it's, and if you knew what happens to them when it gets that hot, it's like boiling them alive, and many times they explode. It's very, very sad.
Yeah, it's basically what you're doing is sticking them in a microwave, their interiors, their bladder, liver, everything is just being cooked. Mm-hmm. And even though if you come back to your car and the dog is panting and it may look okay to you, it doesn't mean that it's okay, because a day later or 2 days later, the internal damage is going to kick in and your dog's just going to die.
Yeah.
So I always say, I mean, if you have to go in anywhere where you can't take your dog with you, leave your dog at home.
Yeah.
Because this way they're in air conditioning or they're in an environment where it's more suitable for them. But we're getting into the hot temperatures now all around the country. Mm-hmm. And I know down in the southern states, like where we're at, temperatures have already been extreme. We've been breaking records left and right. So if it's going to be that kind of a summer, which I think it is, where everybody across the country is going to have like extreme heat, think twice before you take your pets or your kids and leave them in a hot car.
Mm-hmm.
So we played an animal sound, and think Australia. What creature makes this sound? It's not a tough one. There's a very famous line from Seinfeld that I'll probably say after you guess this creature. So what is the name of this creature that could be found in Australia? 818-818-6401. You'll speak with Mike. He'll put you on the air with us, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. You know, I wanted to recap, too, when the show started, we had so much going on with Facebook. But besides that, when I was talking about the kitten, I just want people to be aware, this time of the year is extreme kitten season. You'll find them out there. If you think that they're alone or they're stranded, they're probably not. I'm not, and I'm saying probably because there's always a fraction, that maybe something happened to the mother, but the majority rule is the mother's close by. And also, if you saw kittens somewhere and they disappear the next day, don't get overly excited, because if the mom feels like there's any fraction of an issue in the environment with, you know, predator-prey kind of situation, she's going to move them. And she's going to move them to a better environment and a better location. But, so just let them be. But, again, if you do know that you have kittens in the area, honk your horn, check up in your car, look underneath it, because they're going to try to get in shade underneath the car. They may even climb up in it just for as a plaything. In the wintertime, of course, they go up there to try to stay warm. But just please do the right precautions, because you don't want to, you know, personally speaking, you don't want to go what I went through with this kitten. It devastated me listening to it cry and seeing what happened to it. But I know it happens. It happens everywhere. You know, cats, dogs, birds, they all get hit by cars and everything, even on roadways. But, you know, it seems to be part of life. But, you know, when you see such a young life go like that, it is devastating. Mm-hmm. At least to me it is. But we're going to go out to San Diego, California, and we're going to see if Andrew... Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Hi, Andrew.
Yep. How are you?
How you doing?
Hey, Andrew.
I'm doing good, doing good. You in the car?
Oh, my God. My phone's messing up.
Uh-oh. You're in the car. I can hear
you.
Shoot
so
me
the name
an
of the animal.
Yeah, what do you think it was?
The dingo. The dingo ate your baby.
Very good. You knew that one as well. So
bonus points.
The dingo did eat my baby. And, you know, because you knew it was a dingo and you knew the phrase, I'm going to let you pick two things. What do you want to go with? Do you have dogs, cats? What do you have?
I have a cat.
You have cats? I'm going to send you the Lick and Lap for the cats. It's amazing. So we'll send that out to you. Have you ever tried it before?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I even have that mother stray cat coming up to me and rubbing on me now because I give her the Lick and Lap. It's amazing. Like, she doesn't want to bite me or scratch me or anything because she's so enthralled with that Lick and Lap. So I'm going to send that out to you, and I'll also send out to you one of the cat books from Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Great. Thank you.
So that's coming out to you. Stay on the line and speak with Mike there at the network, and he'll get your address, Andrew, and we'll ship it out to you there in San Diego.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And it was a dingo.
Dingo.
The dingo, you know, ate my baby.
We did this before, years ago, and you didn't believe me that it was in a movie first. And Meryl Streep was in the movie, and she was being prosecuted. They were, you know, she was playing an Australian woman that she allowed the dogs to get into their tent when they were camping out in the wilderness. And she didn't. I mean, the dingo came in and stole the baby. And it was a really good movie. Can't remember the name of it, but it was an older movie, like 70s, early 80s, something like that.
I guess that was before my time.
What do you mean before your time?
crickets.
I don't remember that movie, but I do remember Seinfeld. I think it was actually her that said...
Julie
Louis-Dreyfus. Yeah, Elaine. And she's like, the dingo ate my baby. I was like, I was rolling with that one. But now I'm going to have to search for that movie with...
I'm looking it up right now.
That's what I was trying to find.
But we're going to take a little break in a second. But I don't know. Is Carol still there? Carol, are you there? Oh, okay. So Carol, we lost Carol after Andrew answered that correctly.
Evil Angels.
Evil Angels?
Yes.
That was the name of the movie?
1988.
Yep. 1988. Yep, I just looked it up.
Wow. 1988.
And Meryl Streep, she portrayed Lindy Chamberlain, whose baby was stolen by, dingoes.
Jeez, I was only 22 at that time.
Now you're hearing crickets from me, darling.
I'll let it be. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. More Talking Pets.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting, more social engagement and less social media? And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
Vets could face a temporary price cap on medicines while the competition watchdog investigates whether pet owners are being ripped off. They could also be forced to clearly display prices for prescriptions, treatments, surgery, and out-of-hours help, both on websites and in offices. The Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, announced a review in the industry in September 2023. It says 56,000 people have raised concerns, including overpaying for medicines and not getting basic information, such as price lists. A CMA paper published on Thursday said it was considering a cap on the markup that vets can put on cremations, as well as short-term stabilizing freeze on medicine prices. It said it could be put in place while the competition benefits of the broader package of measures come into effect. The CMA previously expressed concerns over consolidation that has seen large firms buy out many independent practices. About 60% of vet practices now belong to large companies, while in 2013, when the vast majority were independent, it was just 10%. The CMA is also looking at the link between treatments and bonuses, which it said limits vets' clinical freedom to provide a choice of treatment suited to the pet owner and animal's requirements. It said it wants to give pet owners greater understanding of treatment and other options open to them and the different vet practices that could provide these services. Rocio Concha from Consumer Publications said its research had shown pet owners feel exposed to bad practices like unclear pricing and unnecessary treatment. Shopping around and getting reliable information about paying for vet services is much more difficult than it should be, said Ms. Concha. She said regulation of vets was outdated and urged the government to act quickly when the CMA confirms its recommendations. Visit TalkingPets.com for more info and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Michael Hambrick.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
So I got to say, that story that Michael did talking about veterinarians, I mean, you remember the old days when there were, individual vet clinics all around your area that you live in.
Right.
Which was great because you had choices on who you wanted to go to, whether through referrals or whatever, and you were supporting those individual vets. Well, it's kind of turned into, like it always does, corporation and, you know, corporations owning everything. And so they control everything, which means they also control the pricing. So they could rip you off as soon as they blink their eye. Mm-hmm. Your choices are being taken away from you, and that's not what this country is supposed to be about. We're supposed to have choices. And you're finding, and I know that firsthand because there's several vets that are on the show with us, and they constantly will say is that they lose customers. They end up going to these corporations where they may have a staff of like 60 people.
Right.
You know, and just because you've got so many people working there doesn't mean that you're getting the actual human touch or that special touch that that a vet would give you that has their own practice. I always say if you could support a vet in your area that has their own business and they're recommended and they're, you know, like Michael said, of, you know, of high quality standards, then I would say definitely support them. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's really sad how corporations come in and just buy everything up, and then, you know, they control the biggest piece of the pie, and it shouldn't be that way. You know, when I was talking about Robert Irwin going on Dancing with the Stars, he kind of said something in an article where it was like, my mom and dad, always said to treat every living being how you wish to be treated. Mm-hmm. And to remember, we don't own planet Earth. We belong to it. Right. That has been mine before I even saw this. I like to treat people the way that I think they should be treated and the way they treat me. And if it's someone that is not, you know, in your life for the wrong reasons or whatever, then you need to walk away. So everyone wants to be treated equal. Everyone wants to be treated with kindness. It's just too bad that this planet has moved away from it at this point in time. Hopefully that will change. But he says growing up around wildlife and animals like he did, it really gives you perspective of how much of it is left and why conservation is so important. I love that quote.
Yeah, I do too.
It's like, you know, you get, Jilly, you move to Tennessee and you get that option to go hiking up in the mountains and trees and everything. I happen to live in Florida. There is no mountains and trees here, obviously. everything is sand and water and resorts or homes. Right. It's totally overpopulated. But and I miss those times of growing up in Pennsylvania where, you know, I can go fishing and hiking and so on and so forth. So when people say that, you know, living in those areas, like, oh, there's nothing to do, enjoy it. Because as the world becomes, yeah, as the world becomes more insane and more crazy, mm-hmm. you'll be happy that you have that option to go hiking and fishing and so on and so forth.
Oh, I love it. You know, even tomorrow, there's a group of us here that are going to a winery because this awesome girl is going to be playing there. So it's going to be live music. You're allowed to bring all your own food. Of course, you know, there's like 10 or 12 of us going, and we bring a spread. And we lay it out. You know, we have to purchase our wine from the winery, but we have an amazing time and listen to music, and we're in the middle of a vineyard. It's fantastic.
And get drunk at the same time.
But it's great. You know, I mean, it's getting a little scary now only because everybody's having their babies. And we've gotten really green again. And it's difficult to see up or down or through the woods and things like that. But
right.
I'm safe. I always carry bear spray. I carry a screamer, which is it's kind of like you pull a pin on it and it just makes really loud noise. Just so I can get away fast enough with my dog. But, you know, it's wonderful. I have no complaints.
Well, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. Congratulations to Andrew out there in San Diego for winning. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
Michael Hambrick.
And thanks again for this hour of Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.